Well, many of you have been able to celebrate this morning as the power came back on, but still, there are 130,000 of us without electricity. Now, this is a vast improvement from nearly 1.5 million without power when the storm first hit 5 days ago, but still many are complaining. And joining us live to talk about the storm and the aftermath, Maryland Congressman Chris Van Hollen. Congressman, good morning. It's Independence Day, and, you know, the independence people want is to be independent of the fear of them not getting their power back before the end of the day. I know you're looking into this situation. What can you tell us?
Well, as you said, while they've restored power to thousands, you have thousands of people still without it. I was just talking to a number of people who are still without power in the Bethesda area. We're continuing to do two things. One, press Pepco to move as fast as possible. But also, our offices have been open in both Washington and Rockville once the power was restored. Fielding calls from constituents, also focused on priority areas like nursing home and senior centers where you've got lots of very vulnerable people.
Of course, the state has a regulatory body that can come down on Pepco. Is Congress able to do anything about it?
Well, as you point out, this is a state-regulated utility. Congress can only try and provide public pressure. But we intend to do an evaluation once power is restored. Our focus right now remains on trying to get power to people by urging Pepco and fielding calls and transferring them, as I said. But after that, we will do what we can to provide an assessment and provide whatever findings we have to the state regulators.
Mm-hmm. Now, throughout the area, customers are complaining with whatever utility has provided their service up to this point of interruption right now. So it isn't just Pepco. I don't want anyone to think that. But nonetheless, there are questions about Pepco. The governor of Maryland was fairly demonstrative in his comment about putting his boot up the backside of Pepco to make sure they did better than what they were doing. There are some who are saying Pepco actually had reduced its number of workers and was in a weaker position to be able to respond. Are you hearing anything about that?
Well, we're hearing reports of things like that, and I do think it's totally appropriate to compare Pepco's response to the other power providers in the region, like Dominion, like BG&E. I think that is something we should turn to once power is restored, but we need to hold Pepco accountable and do so by comparing them to others, because as we all know, the storm hit throughout this region. There were reports that Pepco had a lot fewer people on the ground than Dominion. According to most of the statistics I've seen, Dominion had more people without power to begin with and yet has fewer people without power now. But we need to make sure we get those facts, but it is essential that we do so and hold people accountable for their performance or lack of performance.
Did you lose power at your house when the storm hit, Congressman?
We did lose power, but only very briefly. I mean, it went right back on, so I can't say it was really a power outage. We do have a tree down on a wire in our yard, but obviously we're focused on getting Pepco attention elsewhere. We've been pulling branches out of our yard, but we're one of the lucky ones in that power only flickered out during that night of the storm on Friday, but stayed on.
Indeed, so many of us are saying the same thing. You know, we may have lost some trees, but how lucky we are compared to others. Congressman, happy Independence Day. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you, and thanks for checking in.
Maryland Congressman Chris Van Hollen.